Now, Safe Food is the All-Ireland body dedicated to promoting awareness and knowledge of food safety and nutrition, and it's launching a new five-year public health campaign aimed at tackling obesity and protecting children's health. Nowadays, one in five children either live with obesity or overweight. So what will the campaign do? Dr. Aileen McGloin is Director of Nutrition with Safe Food. You're very welcome to studio, Aileen. I know you have research underpinning your campaign, and even a quick trawl among colleagues this morning with small children tells me that, you know, we still live with children seeing the treats around the supermarkets as their parents try and get the food into the baskets and so on, and still living with trying to get to a restaurant where chips aren't served with every meal. So what are you going to do in this campaign to try and tackle that and other issues?
Yeah, so as you point out, we're going to highlight the food environment and how it influences what we eat for the first time. You've mentioned children and their exposure to advertising. So children see about 1,000 ads for unhealthy food every year. And even before they know their ABCs, young children can identify unhealthy food brands. If they go into a restaurant, we know from data in Northern Ireland that in 72% of cases, they'll be offered chips with the meal, and the most popular one will be chicken and chips. Now, that'll be no surprise to any parent. So we want to address those issues and others. So even as an adult, when you go into a supermarket, 35% of the offers will be for unhealthy foods. If you go into a convenience store, it'll be even more. It'll be 56. And in the supermarket, you're 16 times more likely to see unhealthy food in a prominent place. And I mean the end of the aisle or at the tills. So I'm painting a picture of an environment where it's become almost impossible for someone, even if they intend to be healthy, to make a healthy food decision.
But why is it, Aileen, that, and we've been talking about this for years and years and years since I had small children, and we still haven't tackled it?
I think for the last 20 years, organisations like Safe Food and our colleagues working in this area have been encouraging people to change their own eating behaviour. So we've been trying to enhance their skills and knowledge. We've been trying to motivate them to be healthy. But actually, this is the first time we're really tackling the other part of behaviour change, which is providing the opportunity, that healthy food environment. So we've lots and lots of things.
So is this about just offering options to people, or is this about saying to the purveyors of the unhealthy food, stop doing this? How do you stop those supermarkets that still have the treats out front and centre? How do you stop them from doing it? How do you encourage restaurants to say, leave the chips off the menu? Because children, they don't know what's healthy and unhealthy.
You're absolutely right. It's those who provide the food that have to make the changes. So in supermarkets, you know, we'd love to see what's happened already in the UK. They have put in legislation in place to prevent foods being displayed in prominent areas and from being priced, you know, so that they become so attractive people can hardly
so that's
avoid
what you
making
want.
Those decisions. That's one of the things we want. There's already a lot of work on standards, nutrition standards for food that's provided to children. Everybody can mention the school lunches. We'd like that to go further. We'd like the restaurants to provide healthy options for children as a standard. We'd like the spaces where children gather to be protected. You know, the protection of children is at the centre of this. But if children go into a soft play area, if they go into a leisure centre, if they go into a swimming pool, the unhealthy foods have encroached on all these spaces. You know, you as a parent, you're faced with that vending machine. So we want these spaces that children gather in to be protected.
But do you have a power above the soft power of saying we would like as an All-Ireland body?
These kinds of measures can be integrated into policies. So in Ireland and in Northern Ireland, we have already had strong obesity policies where we've had reformulation, we've had the sugar tax, we've had some restriction of advertising of unhealthy food, we've had front of pack labelling and so on. So some work has been done, but the rates of obesity and overweight remain high. You know, 60% of adults, one in five children. So everything we've done hasn't gone far enough, and this will all have to be strengthened over the next 5 to 10 years if we want to make changes.
Dr. Aileen McGloin, thank you for your time this morning. It's a minute to nine.